Ryan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Ryan, first of all, how do you feel coming to the Broncos? I mean, obviously, you're probably well aware of their history of running backs here.
I'm so excited. Great running team, great place to play, great coach, great players, great team. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Ryan, can you talk about your health and how much it hurt you last year, obviously, to be out, but how you're feeling right now?
I feel great. You know, I'm back to 100%. I've been working out every day. When I got hurt, it was a bad situation where I couldn't finish my season. But I just stayed on the grind, got back to 100%, and I'm trying to showcase my talent.
Can you tell me what the exact injury was? Was it a ligament problem?
Yeah, I tore a ligament in my foot called Lisfranc.
Okay. That's a pretty long-term recovery, isn't it? How difficult has the rehab been on that?
Rehab went amazing. I had a new surgery where they put buttons in my foot where they kind of tied it together. In the past, they used to use screws and have two surgeries, and that second surgery would be probably an extra 4 months. So since I had this new surgery, I didn't have to have that second surgery, and I healed up way faster.
How common is that surgery?
It's very new.
Where did you have that surgery?
I had it in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Foot specialist with the Phoenix surgery.
Did we hear you right? Did you say buttons? Like on your coat buttons?
It's like in the middle of my foot. It's just a name for the surgery they did.
Did you, with all the foot problems you had, did you expect to go in the fourth round, or did you think you'd be waiting longer? You think you'd go earlier? What did you just think of your draft stock?
It said right in between, like mid-third, early fifth. So, yeah, right in there. You know, I just stayed cool, stayed patient, watched a lot of my friends go, or a lot of guys I've met throughout this whole process. It's been a real good day.
Ryan, when you are healthy, can you talk about the type of talent you bring to your running game?
I'm very versatile. You know, I can catch out the backfield. I can line up as a receiver, and I run downhill. And I make a couple guys miss. So I feel like I can, you know what I'm saying, do great things for this team.
Since your future was kind of in the balance, how skeptical were you to be a guinea pig in a new procedure for a pretty serious injury?
I made sure I was put with a great, great foot specialist, so I was not skeptical at all. I was just ready to get back on the field.
Ryan, what are you capable of doing right now? Are you running? What are you doing as of right now?
Oh, I'm 100%. I'm working out, doing agility, quick twitch, long distance, just staying in shape.
How much do you think the injury did hurt your draft stock? I mean, if you had 300-yard games before you were hurt, where do you think you might have been drafted had this not occurred?
I really can't call it. You know, the draft is the draft. I was ranked up at the top, you know, at the beginning of the year. I was like one of the third running backs, just at the top of the list. But once I got hurt, you know, and done for the season, that just all fell apart. So I just had to kind of pick all the pieces back together and rebuild.
How aware are you of the late round success the Broncos have had with running backs?
Say it again.
How aware are you of the late round success the Broncos have had developing running backs?
I mean, watching the running backs, you know what I'm saying, go through Denver throughout the years, it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's a great team, great running. Offense, and I can't wait to be in it.
Anything else, guys? Thanks a lot, Ryan. Congratulations. Hey, Ryan.